Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, or podcast to listen to, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with me in studio with everything you don't want to miss this week. How's things?
All good.
This is your first movie recommendation for the week.
Ithaca's king is coming back.
No, he's not.
What would he do if he came back here and find all these suitors in his house?
You're pining for a daddy you didn't even know, like some sniveling bastard.
So The Odyssey, you've probably seen lots about this.
No, I haven't.
Have you
actually?
Not?
No.
Everyone and their mother is going to see
go on.
The Odyssey. So it's Christopher Nolan's new big epic movie. So Christopher Nolan that has done Inception and he's done The Dark Knight and he just had Oppenheimer. So massive movie, massive director, and everyone had massive expectations. Saw it at the weekend. It's amazing. It's in the cinema. It's one of those movies you should see in the cinema.
So is it a bit like The Gladiator?
Because it follows the Greek hero kind of mythology. So it follows Odysseus, played by Matt Damon. So also the cast list of this is huge. Matt Damon plays Odysseus. He's on this journey home from the Trojan War, encounters all of the gods, the monsters, the sea animals, everything, and kind of faces the wrath of what they did in Troy with the horse and kind of, you know, going in and Helen of Troy and what they did there. So Matt Damon plays him, and then his wife is Anne Hathaway. She's left alone kind of fending for her and her child, who's played by Tom Holland. They're waiting for him to return for more. It's about 20 years and he's still on the road. There's no sign of him. And then there's also Robert Pattinson is in here. He's one of these new suitors that wants to come and kind of take over while he's gone, take over the throne. Charlize Theron's there. She's kind of nursing.
Wow.
Back. There's
a massive cast.
But I have to say, this was an IMAX.
This has bypassed me completely.
I don't know how. I don't know where you. Well,
where have I been for the last month?
Where have you been? Yeah, outside. This is it. I'm like, do you know what? You've been outside, which is absolutely fair. But I think maybe just when you're in the sphere of kind of maybe looking for stuff like this all the time, it was the one I was waiting for. Absolutely waiting for.
Right.
Wasn't sure how I feel about it. It's 3 hours, nearly 3 hours.
Do you know what? I was just about to ask you. I had a feeling this would be long.
It flew by.
I don't know.
And do you know
3 hours is far too long.
I will say, the likes of Dune and those kind of ones, I was looking halfway thinking, oh, will I run down? Will I just pass time?
Go look at my phone. Outrageously long.
Oppenheimer, quite long. This, I was hooked. And I would watch it again, to be honest.
Seriously?
And I honestly think you should go to the cinema to see it. It's kind of cooling down now a bit, but I think you should see something like this in the cinema. I think this is the kind of movie, the reason cinemas are still going, to be honest, in the way everything is, because this is the kind of thing you should see in a cinema. And you're going to need to concentrate. So you need to have the phone down, you need the lights off, and to be sitting not allowed to check your phone, because there's a story you have to follow. And it's an IMAX, it's shot completely in IMAX, so it's the best visuals, the best you're going to get. Christopher Nolan, just by nature, is going to have everything completely live. Like, he shoots the scenes out at sea. They're not, you know, on a set with just a little pool. There's dolphins that pop up that they never even knew about. Like, it's worth seeing in cinema. And it's just worth seeing regardless, because it's already been claimed to be his best film yet and the best film of the year alone.
Wow.
And obviously his last one, Oppenheimer, just sweep the board with Oscars, with everything. So if critics are saying this is his best and actually surpassing everything he's done, I'd say this is one we're going to hear about and see a lot on the circuit next year.
So that's The Odyssey, if you fancy a trip to the cinema. If you want to sit in the comfort of your own home, this is Katie's series recommendation.
Lonnie Hawkins, you had a chance at completing the Grand Slam a long time ago. What will be going through your mind when you tee off tomorrow?
I want my baby back.
Chili's baby back rib.
So this is The Hawk on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen this.
No, like,
this kind of
haven't been watching
in
a huge amount now in the last few weeks.
No, and absolutely fair. This is absolutely fair. Whereas I'm like, you know, just something in the background. So The Hawk is on Netflix, and that there is Will Ferrell. So I would say it's very classic of Will Ferrell comedy.
Right.
It's that kind of silly, chaotic, just American comedy. Easy watch, 10 episodes, short and sweet. I'd say kind of like Ted Lasso, that kind of just sitcom-y thing you can put on the background. It's basically about, he plays this Lonnie the Hawk Hawkins, washed up. He was a legendary golf player. He's not now. His son is now kind of the prodigy. He's coming in to play, and he decides, actually, no, I want to go back and I want to get my last big win. And he goes on the trail. His ex-wife is going mad because she wants the prodigal son to be the star of the show, and he's so chaotic, and he's there and he's smoking cigarettes for breakfast and having, you know, a big binge the night before, and he's still going out, and he's starting to kind of come back. So it's just the chaos that follows that. Again, it's kind of funny. It's just a comedy. I would say nice and light. And if you are kind of out and about and you're not wanting to commit to anything, then
you
this isn't going to take up your time.
How many episodes did you say?
10 episodes.
So, and this is the first season.
So this whole season is the same length of time as the film. So you know, you can pick and choose your battles with that one.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot. If you're out for a walk, maybe you're still enjoying the good weather we have, or maybe you want to clean the house. If you're looking for a podcast recommendation.
Tonight, former Bachelor star Clayton Eckert.
Clayton Eckert.
Clayton Eckert.
The Bachelor's Clayton Eckert. He had a brief romantic encounter with this woman,
who later claimed she was pregnant with his twins,
who he says tried to destroy him.
I mean, this is really an unbelievable story.
I have done nothing except get pregnant by the Bachelor!
This story starts with a very familiar scene. An at-home pregnancy test.
It was just her and I, waiting for the results.
The woman he was standing next to was essentially a stranger. Someone who had reached out to him on LinkedIn. They'd only hooked up once.
Love Trapped, the podcast I am obsessed with. So you said out for a walk. This is making me want to go for walks because I want to hear the next episode. I want to see what's happening. It follows this mad story in the US. People kind of knew about it at the time. This bachelor, he was the most hated bachelor going at the time on that series, the reality kind of dating series, Clayton Eckert. And it follows the tale of him basically meeting this girl. They hook up once and you kind of have to listen to realize why immediately you know she can't be pregnant with this child. But she goes on and says she's pregnant. There's a whole big saga that comes with this. Every time you think you know what's going to come next, a different twist comes with this girl. She just has this kind of history of this thing. The courts know about her already. And this podcast follows that whole scandal. It's like an investigative, really captivating, like you're drawn in from
the start. Yeah, you're selling it to me.
And it's this paternity scandal, really. But it turns out that it's not just him. He's not the first one. He's not the last. It's still happening. There's episodes every Thursday. I think it's up to 15 now. It was said to be a 10-part limited series, but it's still going because the story's still kind of going. I'm listening on Spotify.
Right, okay.
But it's a Glass podcast. It's a big studio podcast in the US, so it's really well made. It's so cat. Like honestly, I'm genuinely timing to go out for walks to listen to the next
one. That's a great sign.
I need to, but it is great, and it's kind of one of those ones that like I keep thinking, oh, there's nothing more that can come out of this, and they dig up something else. So it is really good, and if you kind of are into that kind of, I suppose, true crime, but not, you know, there's a little bit of reality series in there too.
Drama.
Yeah, there's drama. Full of drama.
You'll get that.
Madness.
That's Love Trapped, your podcast recommendation. The Hawk is your series fix, and The Odyssey if you're looking for a reason to go to the cinema. If you just want an event, what's going on this week? We couldn't have any more gigs left, have we?
I know. Gig season's kind of come to an end, so then we're going into, I suppose, festivals. But first we have the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to come in with a few laughs first. So this is on this Thursday, the 23rd. It starts in the Ivy Gardens in Dublin. It goes on till Sunday, the 26th. Lots of big names there. There's lots of Irish favourites. There's Foil Arms and Hogg, Jason Byrne, Shane Daniel Byrne, Enya Martin, Emma Doran, our own, actually, Fiona Frawley's there, is kind of one of the rising stars. Marty Gleason, John Spillane, there's loads there. Always, this is, I feel like this is always a bit of crack. And it always kind of gets this kind of good weather as well, because in the Ivy Gardens, you kind of want that. So, if you're looking for a laugh this week, something kind of light, something to go to, Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Spins, Katie Gallagher, thanks a million for joining us here in Lunchtime Live with all of the things that you don't want to miss this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.